Sterling Martin grew up in a Diné household on the Navajo Nation and was always interested in science. He left for college and went to the University of Iowa to study biochemistry. But when he came home, he couldn't explain his work to his Diné-speaking family. You see, there aren't words in the Navajo language for many basic scientific terms. So he and a group of scientists, linguists, and Diné speakers got together to create a dictionary of sorts of scientific terms in Diné. It's called Project Enable, or Enriching Navajo as a Biology Language for Education. They worked with a Diné linguist named Frank Morgan to create terms for things like cell membrane, hormone, and fossil fuel. I spoke with Martin more about it and how it all began.
So as an undergrad, I did research in one of the research labs on campus. And I guess that's where I was starting to really fall in love with research science. But what I was doing in the lab, I felt like that's where the disconnect was happening. Just being able to describe the different activities or experiments I was doing, there really were no words available for me to draw upon to tell my family what I was doing.
So, I mean, what was your reaction to that? I guess it probably was surprising and not surprising to you at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, on my end, I felt very defeated, like almost as though there was something wrong with me that I couldn't explain what I was doing in a simple and enough way for people to understand.
Mm-hmm.
But also I feel like I could also see on the other end, like on my family side, them wanting to understand and them trying to find that common ground of how can we explain what we're talking about to
each
other.
Yeah, but you're speaking two different languages, like literally. So how did it occur to you to create this project, to really create these words in your native language?
That's probably a really long journey to get to the point we did of trying to reach out and find somebody who you could work with who, you know, has a grasp enough on the language that they can translate these words. It was always at the back of my mind, but just really no way of getting there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it probably wasn't until grad school when I felt like I was actually in a place of okay, this needs to be done, but I wasn't exactly sure how to go about it. And it wasn't until Joanna Bundis, the other co-founder of Enable, when she joined my graduate lab as a postdoc, she thought this was really cool and really interesting. And she was totally behind, let's get the ball rolling on this.
So this was a team effort in a lot of ways, it sounds like. And you've got, is it 250 words altogether?
Yeah. So when we originally started, I think we had 1,000 words. And when we realistically thought about it, we were like, no, that's not going to happen. So then that's where we started thinking the educators, the people who are in the classroom using these words, they would be the best ones to know which words that they could use immediately.
Sure. So give us a few more examples of some of the words that you did translate. These kind of go across the board.
So a lot of these science terms come from Latin and Greek words. And one of the big things is, do you do a translation of a translation in that sense? And
right.
Would the word even make any sense at that end? So I think one of the words we have is chromosome. It comes from Greek, chroma coming from color, and then soma meaning body. So you're describing how these specific staining of particular dyes are found along the DNA. So then, does Mr. Morgan go in and just make the word for color and body? And would that make sense to, people who don't have an idea of what these words are?
So what did you end up doing there? How does it translate?
So we went with ina bit ol bit o. So ina bit ol is DNA, and then bit o is nest. So when you think about it, you're talking about nests of DNA. So you just think about how maybe a DNA strand might be folded up on itself.
Wow. So I want to talk then, Sterling, about the impact of this, right? You talked about your own journey and why this became an issue for you in your own life. But what do you think the broader impacts are of people who speak this native language and not having any way to talk about these sort of scientific concepts? What do you think comes of that?
I mean, I think one of the prime examples that comes to mind is in a healthcare setting. Mm-hmm. You have these patients, these elderly patients, or these people who Navajo is their first language. They go in and, they have to go through an intermediate process to understand what's going on. So are they actually being stripped of some of their autonomy and being able to make these truly informed decisions because, you're playing translation tag? How do you describe these big, concepts to them in a way that they can understand, if not in their own language?
And you were also thinking about protecting Indigenous people's genetic information, right?
Yeah, so right now on the Navajo Nation, there's currently a research genetic ban that arose from past incidences where people have come to the Navajo Nation and under false pretenses have taken advantage of these genetic materials and tissues from, you know, Diné people. And without them fully trusting and fully being able to understand what it was being used for, we're taken advantage of. So being able to actually have words in your own language to understand, like, is this actually what they're saying, would give people so much power.
Yeah, yeah. So lastly, then, I want to talk about what you hope comes of this, I guess. Like, do you think that this is expandable, or like that this will inspire other people and other maybe Indigenous cultures, other maybe Indigenous scientists who probably have similar issues to kind of make these words in their own language?
Yeah, so I think I envision maybe one day hopefully having like an entire science book written in Navajo.
Ah, that's so cool.
Yeah, that's what I hope. And then, you know, I hope people use these words and see that they themselves can be scientists or go into a STEM field.
It's a paradigm shift, right? Like if these things exist in this language that is native to you, it would fundamentally change the way kids, grown-ups, you know, people in general would think about this.
Yeah. And, you know, if they feel like there's this knowledge gap or this science gap that they're not understanding, this is a missed opportunity for them to participate in science and like any discoveries that come along with it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Sterling Martin is a developmental biologist as well as postdoctoral research associate in the Department of Biology at Washington University in St. Louis, joining us to talk more about translating scientific words into Diné. Sterling, thank you so much for coming on. Thank you for describing this to us and for sharing your story. I really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much.